going to sail in for Brian Lehrer. With the unemployment rate of 8.8%, a whole point higher than the national average, New York City Councilman Brad Lander has an idea how to help the long-term unemployed in New York find work. Ban the use of credit checks utilized by many employers during the hiring process. Back in May, Councilman Lander introduced a bill to forbid the use of credit checks by companies to screen job applicants. He's with us now to discuss the bill. Councilman Lander, welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning. Great to talk to you.
And we want to open up our phones. Listeners, are you an employer? Do you work in an HR department? Have you come across this as you've been applying for jobs? Tell us your stories about how you've run into credit checks during the job process. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you've been turned down from a job because of a credit check, we want to hear from you. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. So, Councilman Lander, first, how widespread a practice is this in hiring, and what would your bill do?
Yeah. Well, it's grown dramatically in recent years. Used to be just a few short years ago that fewer than a fifth of employers looked at credit histories as part of hiring or firing or promotion. Now it's upwards of 60%. We could talk about why it's grown. Mostly we think the credit agencies have been aggressively selling it, even though they know it doesn't have anything to do with predicting job performance. But unfortunately, it has a really deep impact on those New Yorkers that you talked about who are out of work and struggling to keep up with bills. You know, there's so many reasons why people have poor credit histories, medical debt, divorce, layoffs. So many of the credit reports are inaccurate and just flawed. You know, one in four credit reports just contain serious errors. And then, of course, there's people who lost a job and had to put the groceries on the credit card. Discriminating against all those people in employment, it's a big mistake. Unfortunately, it's happening more and more, and this bill would put an end to it.
So you say there's no link between job performance and a credit check, a credit report, but employers, I imagine, would say, if I look at a credit report of a prospective job applicant and I see a history of unpaid bills or I see a history of irresponsible spending, if I'm looking to fill a job that has to do with anything that has to do with my company's bottom line, I might pause. It might be useful information.
Academic researchers have looked at this and found no connection at all between poor credit scores and job performance and bad behavior on the job. And even the credit companies have admitted as much. TransUnion, which is the one that sort of pushed it the most, has said in public testimony they don't have any evidence that there's a connection between your credit history and your job performance. I mean, I guess it might make some kind of sense, but truthfully, if people think about it, if you talk to people that have been victims of identity theft, people who have looked at their own credit reports and said, this has got all kinds of errors, read the stories about people having bad credit because of medical debts or predatory student loans or divorce. And again, even those folks who wind up in a situation where they, you know, miss a few payments on a student loan or because they lost a job, there's just no evidence to show that those people aren't going to be great employees, just as good employees. And discriminating against all the people who have bad credit history because it's easy to get a credit report does a great disservice to them. We've got a lot of great stories up on the website. You can look at bradlander.com or our partner NeedApp. And just see exactly who it is we're discriminating against.
Well, we put the question out to our listeners on our Facebook page several days ago, and there was an overwhelming response in favor of banning this practice. We heard from David, who wrote, can I run a credit check on the company? Because after all, they're the ones who are promising to pay me, not the
Amen.
Other way around. We're also joined now by Emmett Pinkston, someone who's well qualified to speak on this subject. He says he was turned down from a position due to an error on his credit report. Emmett, welcome to WNYC.
Hello, Anna, and I'm glad to be here at WNYC along with Councilman Brad Lander of District 39.
Tell me what happened with you. How did you know that your credit check, there was a credit check during the job application process, and what did you hear back?
Actually, I applied to a position with the Transportation Security Administration for the airport screener, the blue shirts that will process you to ensure the safety of transport.
I know it well. Been through those lines a lot.
Oh, yeah. Take your shoes off, please.
So you were applying for a TSA position, and then there was a credit check, and then what happened?
I made it through the process to get hired, and I was at the step of, we will now check your credit history. And although my credit report was not thoroughly known to me, the TSA used it to say, hey, look, we cannot hire you because the regulations say you owe too much money. I did not know that I was in debt for $8,000 because I was not informed that I owed $8,000 by anyone.
Huh.
So with that in mind, I said, look, I'll go ahead and I'll challenge this credit report. And TransUnion credit report, as you mentioned earlier with Congressman Brad Lander, they got together and said, look, we find that the people that claim you owe $8,000 was an error. However, the TSA was not able to say, look, just because it's now cleared up, we can't hire you. It is 2 years later, you cannot get this job because it did report at one time you owe that money. You might be a security risk to the people traveling at large.
So you found out that the $8,000 debt was on your credit report in error. You got in touch
Correct.
With TransUnion to get it off your credit report.
Correct.
And then you went back to TSA and said that was a mistake on my credit report, and you said TSA still told you that they couldn't hire you?
Because it was too late by the time they finished their process. You will have to wait until another round, and we'll have another look at you to see if
I
maybe
see.
Now.
Another hiring round. So you missed that
right.
opening. I see.
Years later, and the ironic part about it is I currently hold a government security clearance that allows me to go into the Washington, D.C. White House because of my 30 years of government service with the United States military and the stuff and the work I've done overseas fighting for our country.
Huh. Interesting. Well, Emmett Pinkston, thank you for sharing your story. Councilman Lander, I have a question about the bill for New York City. The state of California passed a ban on credit checks. Governor Jerry Brown signed it about a year ago. But it made an exception for managerial positions. Who would be covered by this ban under your bill?
So we're starting with a bill that would actually ban it entirely. We looked at that bill in California. The thing is, you think about who's a manager. So there's a retail manager. We actually, another of the stories that's up online, you can go listen, is from a woman named Onika, who worked in retail many years and was about to get promoted from her job in retail sales to being a retail manager in a clothing store. And she was blocked from that promotion as a result of a check on her credit. That wasn't going to be a position that made loans to people or extended credit. That was going to be a position that just had a managerial responsibility. And again, there's just no evidence of that link. There are a lot of loopholes. 8 states have banned this process in general. But in my opinion, there's a few too many loopholes in them, sometimes for managers. One state, I think it's Illinois, allows banks to continue using credit checks in employment, exactly the folks who in many cases are responsible for the credit. So, there may be a need for very narrow exemptions, and we're certainly open in a hearing to kind of exploring and looking. But by and large, I just think what's important for people to realize is there just isn't that link between job performance and credit history, and the door gets so wide, right? Do you say bartenders because, you know, there's cash on the bar? Do you say retail managers? Again, the evidence says there's really no link here between job performance and credit history. So many mistakes, so many extenuating circumstances. Often it's just, it winds up being discrimination against people of color, according to the Equal Employment Opportunities Commission. It opens up a whole look into people's lives and an intrusion of people's privacy in a job interview, if you look, and then someone has to say, yeah, go ahead.
Let me get the take of Rochelle in White Plains. You are a small employer. What do you think about this and credit checks' usefulness during the job application process?
I think it's interesting because although we've never used it, frankly, I think we're small enough that it hasn't come up. But I will say that what has come up in our business is that the employees who are in difficult financial circumstances will ask for advances, and then it's left to us as small employer to decide whether we're going to extend credit to that same person who potentially has a bad credit situation. And in many instances, we're the only place they can turn. And, simply as a human being, being the employer, it puts you in a very difficult situation deciding, can you give an advance to your employee? Are you going to let them lose their car when they then can't get to work?
I understand. Rochelle in White Plains. Councilman Lander, just very quickly, when do you expect this to go up for a vote?
We're looking to get a hearing scheduled as soon as we can. And we don't have it on the calendar yet, but I hope as soon as possible.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. I'm Anna Sale in for Brian Lehrer. Coming up, the turmoil in Egypt.